take me home when I'm gone astray. Fed me and you cared for me. You gave me home when I'm hopeless. You gave your life. When I'm dying, you gave your life for me. I don't know why you kept loving me. Now I know how much you love me. Cause you died for me.
Tonight. I want to welcome everyone here on this Friday night as we gather together on the fifth day of April 2024. Praise the Lord for you and all of you that do listen on Friday night. Blessings to you in Jesus' name. So we're just pleased to be here with you and thank God that we can still do this freely in this country. Even though there's a lot of sad things happening out there with some countries and persecution of Christians has greatly increased. Kind of amazing to me that, but I know it's to be expected, so not something that's unexpected in these days that we live in. So yes, it's something to be expected, and we should pray for our persecuted brothers and sisters. As we start out in the news this evening, I want to talk about some. The Marxist Nicaragua imprisons 11 pastors. They put them in prison following a sham trial, a kangaroo court, as they continue their crackdown against Christians in that country right now. So they were convicted of a crime that they weren't really tried for. They were just convicted. There was no defense even presented, and so these 11 pastors gone to prison just because they're preaching the word of God. So pray for them to be set free. Pray for an outcry. Pray for things to turn in their favor in Jesus' name. And we do. We stand in the gap for our brother pastors out there that got put in prison for nothing. It was a sham. It was just somebody wanting to get them put away. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we ask for their redemption and that you would free them from prison and use them for your purposes, Lord, and turn things around in that country. In the name of Jesus. All right. Yeah, so persecution. Well, we have an alarming discovery, which, you know, there's alarming discoveries every week, isn't there? But cancer-causing forever chemicals detected in Band-Aids. That's right, even in the Band-Aid brand, as well as the, well, there were 17 other brands tested, and they, 17 other brands also contained cancer-causing PFAs. So, yeah, and what happens is it enters the bloodstream through open wounds. Experts warn, yes, so 65% of the tested Band-Aids from 18 different brands contain the PFAs. So, wow, so now you can't even put on a Band-Aid. Okay, yeah, wow. Texas installs razor wire along the border in El Paso as Governor Abbott takes action to stem the flow of illegal. And this move takes place just 2 weeks after the hordes of people stormed the border there, tearing down the previous barriers and assaulting National Guard troops. So they think they're going to stop them? Unlikely until something much more serious is done than that, because they're coming in by the millions. Now we're going to see trillions of cicadas will emerge from underground. The largest ever, supposedly, or one of the very largest ever. They crawl out from underground every 13 to 17 years with a collective song that's as loud as jet engines, it says. Wow. So look for the cicadas coming out shortly. They'll be coming out and making a lot of noise if you live in the states where they come up out of the underground. So this Monday is the big event, supposedly, the eclipse, which will be seen as long as 4.5 minutes in some places. A lot of people saying that don't even look at that during that time. It's dangerous, and even with the glasses that you get, those glasses are not good enough. You have to have very special kind of glasses that are quite much more expensive than those little things you can pick up so cheaply. And also, supposedly, there's a lot of people are saying some other things going to go down then, too. So I don't know. We'll just have to see what happens and just be prepared in the Lord as we always are. Because we live in the last days and all kinds of things indeed are happening. So we'll see. Kathy Hochul, governor of New York, was asked to leave the wake of a fallen officer. She was, people said, what is she doing here? Get her out of here. Yeah, she was asked to leave in 10 minutes of arriving. Police don't like her. In New York City. And so, yeah, President Trump was liked and allowed there. He was there. But she was really basically run out of there. So, yeah. Oh, Calgary, Canada, Unitarian Church holds a drag queen show for Easter Sunday service. Yeah. Patrick Burke is the rector and priest at an Episcopalian church in Wilmington, Delaware. And he is helping to traffic illegal cross-sex hormones for underage teens. And then he praises the results. Well, you know, when one team was able to obtain them and use them illegally, he praised the results of that. And he's promoting that along with transgenderism and all kinds of perversions. So she claims to be a priest, but really, is he a priest of what? A lot of people need to ask, you know, what are they priest of? Did the Bible condone these things? No, certainly not. The scripture doesn't condone that sort of lifestyle and those sort of perversions. In fact, it says a number of things about that, and it's not a good thing. Nebraska pro-life senator leaves the Democratic Party and becomes a Republican Wednesday after his Democratic Party censors him for his votes against the pro-abortion and LGBTQ agendas. So Senator Mike McDonnell officially switched parties this week. Well, you know, if you care about, you know, babies and about moral purity, obviously you won't be a part of the Democratic Party, because that's the party that called Resurrection Sunday. They changed the name of that to a transgender something day. I mean, really, why'd they have to pick that day for that? Tell me that. Because full of devils, right? I mean, that's the only thing that makes sense. People do things under the influence of devils to mock God and to pervert the things of God. So anyway, there's a little outrage about that that's been going on this week. Scientists warned that bird flu pandemic could be 100 times worse than COVID-19, and this may be looming on the immediate horizon, 100 times worse. While a top international virologist issues a dire warning of a massive tsunami of death among the highly vaccinated people, and saying that this is imminent and will kill the global COVID-19 vaccinated population. So Dr. Bost is his name, and he's certified in both virology and microbiology, and is certainly one of the top international virologists in the world. And so if he's saying this, there must be some kind of truth to that, and certainly those that promoted the vaccine don't want you to know these things, but that's what he is saying is coming. So, wow, there'll be a lot of people dying, because they sure vaccinated a lot of people, and a lot of people, you know, just bought into the official narrative on that. And so what are we going to see happening here? Well, we're seeing a lot of things happening. Earthquake on the East Coast today. That's unusual. They don't get that many over there, but they had a 5.6 or 5.4, I think, somewhere in that range. Anyway, yeah, surprising them, because that's not normal. So a lot of not normal things are going on. And supposedly 3 days before the eclipse and 3 days after, there'll be a number of things happening. But we'll see. Right? So just be right with Jesus and pray up your hedge of protection round about you. Station the angel of the Lord round about you. He will take care of his children if we are wise and we trust him. Wise with the wisdom of the Lord. Amen. All right, let's go ahead and pray as we get into the Word of God here. Had a good word, a God word for you tonight. I believe it'll bless you, encourage you, and strengthen you spiritually. So let's go ahead and pray as we get into this. Father, in the name of Jesus, the name above every name, thank you for that name, Lord, the glorious name of Jesus. Father, we give you the glory and praise and honor tonight, and ask you to bless our time together as we get into your word here in a moment. And Lord, we speak out under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for that anointing tonight. Thank you that you anoint your word as it goes forth, Father, today. And Lord, we ask your blessing on the dear people that do tune in and join us on Friday night live, and those that listen later as well. Ask your blessing on them as well, Father, that you administer to them, encourage them. And as people go back and listen to this message whenever they do, and Father, minister encouragement and strength to them spiritually and spiritual enlightenment as well. We thank you for that, Lord, and thank you for blessing with help and divine protection, Father, those who listen to this broadcast, Father, that you would bless them and that you would protect them, Lord, and keep them in health, Father, and heal them if they're sick, Father. We pray for healing and health tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord. Pray for healing and health in people's bodies that by your stripe that they are healed in the name of Jesus. We praise you for that as well, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, for healing certain ones. We pray for some that are having difficulties in their marriage right now, Lord. We lift them up, Lord, and ask you to bless them and heal their marriage, heal their home, and heal their family, Father, that having family problems and children problems, teenager problems, Father. We pray for them, Lord, that you would work in their home, Father, and bless them and work things out for your glory and bring those children to Christ, Father. Pray that they will serve the living God and follow the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and bring these young ones to the Lord. I know that, Lord, they each have to find their own Jesus. They all have to find Jesus themselves. It doesn't matter that a person was raised in a Christian home. What matters is them finding their own Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, as their Savior. Not good enough that the parents proclaim it, that they have to find him. They have to receive Jesus into their life. So, Father, we pray that that takes place, Lord, and those that have not received you in Christian homes, that have been raised in Christian homes, Father, in the name of Jesus, that they would truly receive the Lord Jesus Christ and be born again. Thank you for that, Father. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I pray also for, Lord, those who are sick tonight with diseases of the body, Father. We thank you that the Word of God says that by your stripes we were healed. So, Lord, we thank you for that healing power. You said, I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee, Father. We thank you for that as well, that you declared that you are the Lord God who healeth us. And we praise you for healing our body, Father. We thank you for turning things around in people's physical body, Father, in a miraculous way, Father, if they would just but believe you. Yes. Yes. So we thank you, Lord, for divine protection around us, Lord. If strange things do happen in the next few days, Lord, with the people declaring possible state of emergency and all that, and Lord, we thank you for divine protection from heaven, Father. We thank you for the hedge of protection round about us today. Yes. Amen. Praise you, Father. Now, we cover this broadcast with the blood of Jesus. Every listener with the blood of Jesus right now, thank you for blessing every listener that if they don't know Christ, Father, they will come to Jesus today, Father, and ask him into their hearts, Father, be born again and become that new creation in Christ, Father. In Jesus' name, we pray for that, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for the testimonies of people who do get born again, and people who, we prayed for this one young woman in her 20s, Father, for a number of years, and just got word not too long ago that she is right with the Lord and going to church and serving the Lord. And thank you, Jesus, for that testimony, Lord. It took a long time of praying, and they were going through some horrible things, Lord, but you saved them. You got them right with you. We thank you for that as well. In Jesus' name, everybody say amen. All right, we got to get into the Word here now. Yeah, welcome to you too, brother. Praise the Lord. Good to see you there. All right. So God transforming power in us. You believe that's in you? Absolutely it is. I tell you, we need it more than ever. The power of God to transform us and change us today. Yeah, and how many know that none of us are without sin, and none of us were without sin. But we are no longer sinners if we have become believers. Now, we may sin, but we're not. That's not our identity, sinner anymore, because he changed our identity. We've got a new creation identity, which is a new creature in Christ, right, which we are called saints. The Bible calls us the saints in Christ Jesus. So we're not a sinner. If you call yourself just an old filthy sinner, that would be an inaccurate call yourself, because that's not your identity any longer. That's who you used to be when you were in bondage, you know, to sin. But hallelujah, we may still sin, but we're not called sinners anymore. We're called saints of the Most High God, kings and priests, joint heirs with Christ. Our nature has been changed. Yes, we all feel sin. If you say that you have no sin, you're deceived. The truth is not in you, it says in 1 John. But we all still sin, but it is not our new creation nature. But I want to ask you this question. If you're always aware and dwelling on your sins and your failures, are you walking in, are you joyful? Are you full of joy? No, not really. And yet, nowhere in the New Testament scripture are we told to dwell on our personal failures and our sin all the time. Nowhere. It's not there. In the New Testament, not there to dwell on that. In fact, Jesus was manifested to destroy the sin consciousness or the dwelling on sin, the works of the devil. Now, look here. God gives us a key to joy in 1 John 1:4. Let's go over there and read this as our first scripture tonight, because I tell you, a lot of Christians don't walk in joy. And God would have you to absolutely have the joy of the Lord, because the joy of the Lord is your strength, the Bible says in another place. Okay, 1 John, let's read 1:4 here. And these things write we unto you. Why? Why is he writing them? That your joy may be full. Do you have full joy today? If not, then this is for you. You need it, okay? Joy is in fellowship with God. Yet, can you have fellowship with God if you're dwelling in your sin and your failure and you're dwelling on it all the time and focusing on that? No, that doesn't, because the Lord cleansed your sin. As far as the east is from the west, he cleansed your sin. Look at verse 7. It says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from how much sin? Well, it says all. What does all mean? All means all, right, saints? That's right. And God is light. And as we dwell in him and on him and in him, our sin is cleansed by his blood. Thank you, Jesus. That's joy, folks. And to be made full in joy is to know all sins are forgiven and truly forgiven, both yesterday, today, and always. Amen? As long as we walk in with the Lord, their sins, they're gone, okay? Praise the Lord, that's a joy to me. I should be a joy to you, right? But here's how the devil, you know, he comes against us. He comes against the believer, and he traps a whole lot of them, and he robs them. And this is how, one of the ways he does it, okay? And we often still judge our ability to be accepted by the Father by how well we're doing, how well we're behaving, instead of the only way we're accepted by him, by the blood of Jesus. See, we tend to look and focus on our behavior too much. You know, hey, come on. I mean, yeah, you think you're not worthy. You think you're not been made, you know, righteous. And you really, this the devil, he worked you over with this garbage. And he's got a lot of Christians worked over, and they're miserable, and they're making other Christians miserable too by the way they act and the way they treat other people. And so, you know, when you get into that kind of, you know, devil attack mentality and start thinking the way he has you thinking, then how can you be walking in the joy of the Lord? See, that way, see. And so therefore, you're miserable and you make other people miserable and you become critical of others as well. And I mean, no, we got a lot of critics in the body of Christ today. A lot of critics, a lot of sheriffs that go around judging everybody and criticizing everybody and picking on them because, you know, they feel pretty bad about themselves. See, so when you feel that way, don't walk it into joy, then you walk into misery. And a lot of people are walking into misery today. You don't have to walk into misery. God didn't call you to walk into misery. Okay? And see, we cannot live the life, his life, unless we live the life from its source. Okay? And the source is the blood. The blood of Jesus. For the word said the life is in the blood. The life is in the blood. Our life is in the blood of Jesus. His life is in the blood of Jesus. And he gives us life through the blood. So I tell you, the blood is more valuable than you can imagine. Okay? We had someone listening with 1111111. I mean, all ones. I don't know what kind of a phone number that is. Anyway, they didn't stay too long. I don't know why. It's a good word here. And so the blood, the life is in the blood. Our ability to come boldly before the throne of grace can never be measured or determined by how good or bad we've been, only by have we been and are we being washed in his precious blood. See how important it is? His blood. He sees the blood and he passes over, right? For destruction. Remember the Passover? He saw the blood on the doorposts, and he didn't allow the destroyer to go into that house if he saw the blood. Even if they had Egyptian friends in there or whoever, as long as he saw that blood there, amen, the destroyer wasn't allowed to go in. So when the firstborn died that terrible night in Egypt back then. So if we're trying to be obedient to God to become acceptable to God, we're really acting as the Sadducees and the Pharisees, right? I mean, see, true ministry and obedience doesn't come in order to gain God's approval, but it comes from a position of already having his approval and having his acceptance, see? Too many people are trying to get his approval first, and then they can walk in what they think is true ministry. But no. No, we already have his approval, and that's where ministry comes out of. That's where obedience comes out of. It just comes because we have his blessing, we have his approval, and have his acceptance. See, I'll go read another scripture now, Romans 5, verse 10 and 11. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we should be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Thank God we have now received the atonement. It's something we already have, see? It says we now have received the atonement. That's an awesome thing. That means that atonement means reconciliation. We are now reconciled to God. Right now, that's the good news, man. The gospel is good news, power news, good news, glorious news. See, folks, his life must be applied to our lives. See, now notice here's the word joy again. Here we notice here. Okay, so. Praise the Lord. All right. So, and it is again used in reference to our complete forgiveness. See, our joy is made full to the degree that we have accepted and believed our God-given righteousness. Have you accepted and believed your God-given righteousness tonight? Have you? See, that's kind of important that you accept that and believe that and receive that and walk in that every day of your life, see, because the devil will do his best to try to get you not to believe that, not to walk that way, not to think that way. And he'll use even other people to do that. He'll use religious, condemnatory people. He'll use, you know, circumstances and situations that he could bring your way. If he can get away with it, he'll do it, okay? So we don't want to let him get away with things. You know, we've all been attacked, right? You may have been attacked just today or last night in the night you may have been attacked. But you know what? You're still an overcomer. That's who God declares you are. So therefore, step up out of that attack in Jesus' name and stand, having done all, stand. right? And step up out of that attack. Don't remain in that. Hebrews 10:17, it says, and their sins and iniquities will I remember how much? No more, it said. No more. No more sin. It doesn't remember your sins anymore. So why do you dwell on them so much? Why would you be wanting to think about them so much? Verse 18, it says, now where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin either. See, if our sins have been washed in the blood of Jesus, there's no more offering necessary. If they go and commit some abominable calf sacrifice over there in Israel or something, that's not going to do them any good at all, because there's no more offering for sin other than Christ Jesus' blood. That is the final offering for sin. Okay, the Jews don't have to go and offer up an animal sacrifice over there for sin, because there's been the spotless lamb, right? So there's no more offering. So why do you go about after your sin suffering condemnation and torment and beating yourself down over your sin? Are you trying to make an offering for sin, for your sin, are you? So that's what a lot of people do. They feel they deserve to be tormented. They deserve to be troubled. They deserve to suffer after they sin. So they just allow that to be put on them, and or they accept it into their lives and think that they have to make some kind of atonement for their sin. But no, you don't. It's the blood of Jesus, and it's already been offered, and you just simply apply that blood. Thank you, Jesus, that we have the ability and right to do that as New Testament kings and priests, which we priests, you know, like I said before, they handle the blood of Jesus. They priests handle blood. That's what they do. They handle blood. And we are handling blood every day. Thank you, Jesus. And so right now, we are handling that blood. And we apply that blood. Hallelujah. Okay, so. Hallelujah. This, let's read on here, because, you know, there's no more offering. The offering's been offered and it's done. Verse 19, let's read on here. This is important, powerful stuff. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. Did you see that? And having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. So that's some powerful stuff. No more evil conscience. Do you have an evil conscience today? You should not have that. It's the devil attacking you if you do. Because if you're washed in the blood, you have full assurance with God. And this is where demons defeat so many believers today. I tell you, they block these truths, these realities. They attempt to build strongholds against these realities in a believer's life and bring in religious thinking and religious bondages, so the believer stays in bondage because of his faults and failures and not understanding that we have no more conscience of sin. We're no more tormented that way. We should not allow that to take place. If we sin, sure, confess the sin if you need to, and allow the blood of Jesus to take care of things, but don't go around beat down over it and let it destroy you and let those demons work you over, you know, because we're not allowing, you know, ourselves to be secure in these truths. We go back under the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, of which Christ said, beware of the leaven of the Sadducees and the Pharisees. Beware of that, okay? So be on guard. 1 Corinthians 5, let's go over there and read another couple verses here that are good. It's all good. It's just the Word of God, right? It's good, isn't it? We love the good and perfect Word of God. Yeah. So 1 Corinthians 5:6, your glorying is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? Purge out therefore the old leaven, that you might be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. See? He's sacrificed for you. Therefore, let us keep the feast not with the old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. You see that? Sincerity and truth. I am come, Jesus said, grace and truth came through Christ. The law came through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. See, the devil will never cease to attempt to bring you back under the old leaven of legalism and law and self-righteousness and self-justification. And that's why so many Christians not walking in the joy of the Lord, because they're living under that. They're living under self-righteousness. They're living under the old leaven of legalism and self-justification. And they're miserable. And they're suffering with that. And they need not do that. But they do that, see. And they're in bondage that way. Because the devil's won there, for at least for a season in their lives. He managed to keep them in that type of bondage and that type of mentality. And he's still using the same deception he used on the first Adam. Right? There's nothing new under the sun. Right? Nothing new. To eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil instead of the tree of the new leaven, of the tree of life, which is Jesus, right? Truth. Right? Truth brings freedom. When you embrace truth, you have liberty, see? But if you won't embrace the truth and you embrace a lie to the degree that one embraces a lie, that's the degree they're in bondage to a lie, see? And you mean Christians can embrace a lie? Absolutely, Christians can embrace a lie. I have known many Christians over the years who have embraced a lie in their lives, and you could not convince them that they were not believing a lie. You could talk to them all day long and they would have received it because they believed that lie. They believed their lie was the truth, right? And how many Christians are there like that? There's many of them, right? Many of them who believe a lie and accept a lie. And therefore, they're in bondage to the degree that they believe that lie. Uh-huh. It's sad, right? Yeah, it is so sad. Like that one woman we ministered to, I mean, she was so in bondage because when we got to her strong man, a deep-rooted demon said, I don't need any more deliverance. See? She told her husband and me, you know, God told me I'm delivered, and you're not my husband, and I made a mistake, and you're not my husband. And even though they've been married 10 years and had children. So we won't be sleeping together anymore. We're just friends now. And that's what she believed, the lie, see? She believed the lie. And you think that came from God? Absolutely didn't come from the Holy Spirit. It came from an unholy spirit, right? It's sad. I remember another lady that she was just a very beautiful lady, but she believed that she was ugly. She believed it from her childhood that she'd been told she was ugly and that she was beautiful though, but she believed she was ugly and you couldn't help her. You couldn't convince her that she wasn't because she believed that lie about herself. And there's a lot of people that believe things like that about themselves and they're in bondage today. Because of that, okay? And it's sad to see people in that kind of bondage. But see, when truth comes and you embrace it, it brings freedom. And to the degree you embrace that truth, that's a degree of freedom you'll have. And, of course, normally, you know, we wouldn't eat from the evil of the tree of knowledge, good and evil. And Satan doesn't normally present the Christian with the evil of the tree unless he could deceive you in that way. But only that which appears good, you know, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So he presents that good to you, okay? And so if you, this is good. This must be God. And just like, you know, it deceived Adam and Eve, you know, deceived, especially Eve was deceived in this, right? And so she saw that it was good to eat. She gave it to her husband. See, oh, this is good. See, and we could eat of that tree, of the good of that tree, and we could say, oh, this is good to eat. Yeah, good evening, brother. Yes. And because of that, she was into bondage, right? So what is this? What is this that appears good, but it's really bad? Well, legalism, good works, religious spirits, righteousness attained by self-works and self-attainments, which is really not righteousness at all, but, you know, it's a deceptive righteousness, right? Principles and formulas to gain acceptance with God. you know, there's a good side of a tree. Satan uses it on the world and the church, but especially on the church. But not all that is labeled or appears good is good, because only God is good, is what the Bible says, right? There's none good but God. I mean, remember that scripture, right? None good but God. And if it's not from God, then it profiteth how much? The Bible says it profits you nothing. And if it appears good and it's not God, well, it's from the tree, the wrong tree, right? It appears good and it's not God. It's from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, right? See, walking by law, legalism, or principles it's appealing because it gives us a measure of control, which our insecurity would demand, see. I like to feel, you know, I'm in control here, that I'm doing right, I'm doing good here. So I walk by this law, legalism, the principles, and all these rules and things. But it's a false security. It's a security in something other than Jesus, who is the only real security. I mean, no, it doesn't come from anywhere else. If you're going to walk in security, it's at Jesus, and nowhere else you're going to have that kind of security. The security of the believer that believes in Jesus and knows in whom they believed. That's right. I tell you, that's something the Mormons don't have. I remember that woman, that Mormon woman wrote the Twilight book. She was a Mormon. She was raised in a Mormon home, based it on a dream she had. You know, Mormons have a lot of lust. You know that? I lived among them and pastored among them, and they're committing all kinds of incest with their own family members, and some of them have two or three wives, secret wives that they have. I've known them who've done that and were involved in that, and incest, sexual sins are rampant. So no wonder Twilight and New Moon, they were lust-filled and sexual. Look at the source. I mean, you know, Stephanie Meyer was raised in Mormonism, and that is full of Mormonism. I mean, it's known. You want to get a woman to go and look for some Mormon women hanging out around Salt Lake or down there in Utah, and people get, you know, sex because they're just lustful people. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But, you know, real blood drinkers think that they gain power by drinking blood. That's another lie. Yeah, the demons' power is what you get. Demonic, you pick up demons. And the Bible forbids eating and drinking blood. I mean, no, in Acts 15:29, it tells the Gentile believers that become believers, it said don't eat, you know, or drink blood, right? Remember? And abstain from fornication. Remember, it tells you that. And if you do go under a curse, if you're going to do that, you're going under some type of curse, and you're picking up some spirit, and the human stomach and digestive system doesn't like blood. It could make you sick, and people do get sick, and tribes who do drink blood have had very short lifespans, in case you didn't know that. They have had very short lifespans. And so you like blood. I don't ever eat a rare steak. I just remember one time that I had to eat blood, and it was awful, man. I went to this pastor's house. We were fellowshipping every day, and his wife brought me out a hamburger, and it was a rare burger. And, well, I hated that. I hated to eat that. It was awful. And I had to, cover myself with the blood of Jesus. But that's, you know, the way they ate their food. And this was a spirit-filled pastor. And anyway, I just hated doing that because I know not to eat blood. I never eat a rare steak, never eat anything. If somebody bring me something in a restaurant that's got blood in it, I say, take it back and cook out that blood. Right? I mean, you could do that. You're paying for the meal, right? So, yeah, come on. I mean, really, read the Bible. It says don't do that. Don't drink blood. Don't eat something with blood in it that it's not been, you know, cooked out of there, that it's not gone, right? Anyway, that's important. That's what it says to New Testament believers. All right, so where are we at now? Got off on a couple of little stories here. Yeah, anyway. So let's go to Romans 8:14. Romans 8:14. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I know some people get mad when you preach that, but it's in the Bible. You read it yourself in Acts. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Okay? As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. This is true life, being led by life. Jesus is life. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So being led by life, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, what is it? There is liberty and true liberation. Hallelujah. Isn't that right? That's what the Word says. It's easier to make legalistic laws and rules, though, than to become sensitive to the Holy Spirit and walk in the Spirit. That's right. It's really easier to be religious and to walk in a spirit of religion, a false spirit of religion and deception and lies, than it is to walk and listen to the Holy Spirit, to walk in the Spirit and listen to the Holy Spirit. Yeah, because the flesh likes to do things to make it feel justified. The flesh likes to do things to make it feel that it's doing something to be right with God and pleasing God, rules, laws, principles, regulations. You know, they say bring a forced order, but they cannot change you permanently. We're changed by the power of the Holy Spirit. We're changed by the Spirit of God working in us, okay? By the Spirit of God moving in our lives. Religion and legalism will never satisfy you or change you or bring you into that joy of the Lord. Jesus does that. The Holy Spirit does that. Remember, the Bible says the law is a ministration of death in 2 Corinthians. It called the law, the Ten Commandments, a ministration of death. The law makes us look at ourselves where we can only see failure, death, and sin and corruption working in us. For in our flesh dwells no good thing. And so we see the law and we get to see that, we're sinners. We're in a hopeless condition. Only with Christ can we come out of that condition, see? So the law is a schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. But after you come to Christ, you're no longer under that schoolmaster, the Bible says, in Galatians, see? So anyway, in our flesh. So what's the key? No good thing in the flesh. So what's the key here? I'm going to tell you a key here. It's living in his joy, his life, his Spirit, being led by his Spirit and letting his blood flow freely. In fact, if you don't drink his blood and eat his body, you have no part in him. Remember that? Oh, yeah, that should be a part of your regular part of your life, receiving the blood, the type of the blood of Christ. It is the spiritual blood of Christ. It is a partaking of his blood and of his body, see? Because if we don't, then we have no part in him, see? So the Spirit, you know, lifts up and shows us Jesus. I mean, no, the Holy Spirit will show us Jesus. He will lift up Jesus. He will exalt Jesus, and he will cause us to dwell more on Jesus and seeking him rather than on that legalism which keeps you dwelling on your sins and seeking to attain self-righteousness with God. And that doesn't happen because there is no such thing as self-righteousness, right? I mean, there is, but you're not really righteous before God. How many know that? You're not really righteous before God by, you know, attaining self-righteousness in some degree, which is not real righteousness at all, but another lie of the devil. Psalm 46:10. Let's go over there. Psalm 46:10. All right. Here we are. It says here, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The more you see him, the less you are upset and troubled. The more you change, because 2 Corinthians 3:18 says that we're changed, that we behold him. Changed how? By the Spirit of the Lord. By the Spirit of the Lord God. See? We are changed by him. Nowhere does it say we are changed by our good works. And by from eating the good side of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Nowhere. It's not in the Bible. We're not changed that way. We're changed by looking at Jesus. The New Testament says, not by looking or eating from the good side of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But Jesus is the tree of life. See, the Holy Spirit is the tree of life. And God is leading us to know him, not just about him. A lot of Christians, you know, they know about him, but when you come to really knowing him, you know, as we just have been reading so much of God's word this year, you know, Jesus is just coming alive more and more and more in our lives. Have we just been just delving into more of the word? And we always read the word. I mean, we always students of the word and read the word and were in the word. But this year we're making, you know, Linda's already read the word of God through a whole time since the end of November. She just finished last week going through the whole word. You know, and she is just reading that word. I'm reading the word too, and not quite as fast as her and not quite the same way as she's doing, but I am reading a lot more than I read last year and year before. And of course, there have been times in my life where I just had seasons of just reading the word and being in the word. And God has come alive during those times in such ways. And so many revelations you get and so many things of the word come alive that way. So I tell you, I can't promote the word of God enough. That I am a promoter of the word. I tell you that. So anyway, we're changed by the Holy Spirit. And God wants us to know him, not just about him. And there is rest only in him. See, we have a Sabbath rest today, but it's a perpetual rest in Christ that it speaks of in Hebrews chapter 4. And yet these Seventh-day Adventists, they want to go and argue about keeping the seventh day. And that's what they base their whole religion on, is keeping the seventh day. You know, got to keep Saturday, got to keep Saturday. And got to, you know, not eat meat. And got to keep the Ten Commandments, got to keep the law. Well, the law wasn't given to the Gentiles. Hello, the law was given to the Jews. Remember, the law came by Moses to the Jews. It didn't come to the Gentiles. And so what are they trying to do? They're trying to go back under Old Testament and bring themselves into bondage. And, oh, they just argue with y'all. I've talked to them before. They'll just argue and argue and argue like the Mormons do, like the Church of Christ will do that too about the, you know, their doctrines. They don't allow musical instruments in church, so they will argue that one with you. And I've gone. It does really do a lot of good to talk to people who are right in their own eyes. You know, it's just kind of a waste of time to throw your pearls before the swine. You know, and probably we've all done that, and some of us have learned the hard way. Don't throw your pearls before the pigs that don't want anything to do with it. They'll just turn around and trample your pearls. And trample you. Of course, the thing is, I still, you know, can show them out of the Word of God that what they're saying is not accurate, but still they don't want to see it, even though you're using the very Word of God to show them. But anyway, that's another story too. Another rabbit trail. But he bore the penalty of the law. Jesus did. And if we abide in him, we find rest for our lives, for our spirits. And if we keep being led and moving with the Spirit, you know, our bread will not become leavened with sin and wickedness and legalism or law-keeping. And it's when we, you know, stop moving and growing with God and become self-righteous that our bread becomes leavened. And a lot of Christians are walking with leavened bread instead of unleavened bread today, right? We see that happening, don't we? See, there are so many spirits at work to keep Christians miserable today, to keep them upset and unsure of their standing with God. Why is that? Why is that? Because it works. How many know the devil knows what works? He knows how to torment people. He knows how to torment the human race. And he's sure been experienced at doing it for a long time. So he's had a lot of experience. And yes, for so many, it keeps them occupied. Therefore, they're not actively walking in their spiritual authority and defeating the devils and their works against them. See? Because we're so focused on ourselves and all our faults and failures and sins and all the stuff going wrong in our lives that the devils are trying to bring us into and keep, you know, us focused on. See, the devils want us to be kept in a state of bondage to our sins, to our sense of unworthiness and failure anything to keep you from walking as we are called to walk, as a secure in Christ, bold, confident in our salvation, right standing in Christ, you know, they want in the blood and the power of the blood of Jesus, in our full authority over the devil. And we bind the devil right now in Jesus' name. And thank you, Jesus, that he's exalted here. We lift up Jesus. So there are many distractions today from who we really are in Christ, you know, and what we really are today in Christ. And how many know this is a purposeful distraction to the devil's advantage done on our lives? And, you know, little things come up every day sometimes and try to distract you and try to get your goat, try to get you going, get you upset, so to, you know, get you goat, so to speak, or whatever words we want to use, get you going, get you, pull your string, ring your chime, whatever, get you going. And that's, you think that's just there for no reason? You think the enemy's not just trying to get at you and deter you off, take you off the trail of God, the walk of God, and get you focused on other things, get you focused on self, to get you focused on all that's wrong still in your life? And we all have stuff still wrong, but we are growing in grace every day, right? And that's what we tell the devil. I'll tell him, you know, hey, I'm growing in grace. I'm more than a conqueror through him that loves me, and I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And you're a liar. I'm not receiving that, devil. I'm not receiving your confusion. I'm not receiving your lies. I'm not receiving your indecision. I'm going to know what to do in Christ Jesus. If you have to make a decision, just begin to speak it. I know what to do in Christ Jesus. And I'm not ignorant of your devices, devil. You know, so let's allow our joy to be made full today, accepting as a fact forever that our sins are cleansed by the blood now and always. See, our pardon is complete, for we are complete in him. How many know the Bible says you're complete in him? You're complete in him. Okay? So we're complete in him. So let's put off eating from the bad tree, even when it looks good enough to take a fruit or two and eat them, and the devil presents it as a good fruit when it's still from the wrong tree, and it's not. It's just the good of the wrong tree, see? So, Lord, you know, show people today where they've embraced legalism, if they have, Lord, and self-justification. And bring them out of that, Father, in Jesus' name. See, we thank you for that, Lord, because, you know, it's that our sins are washed away by the blood. If that's true, and it is, forever, we can allow the walk of the work of the Holy Spirit to bring, you know, long suffering into our lives. I'll talk about that a little bit too, you know, because people stand in need of this manifestation of God in their lives. You know, so people means us, right? You, me, we, y'all, you-ins, y'all, right? Whatever. Us-ins. So this is from God to us, right? Colossians 1:11. Let's go over there and read that, because this is important to us tonight, to walk in this long-suffering. And even understanding what it is, a lot of people don't even know what it is. Colossians 1:11, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. See, again, there's that joyfulness. It comes from God, right? Notice where it's coming from. It's all coming. Strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, see, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Whoa, strong stuff. Well, first of all, we see it comes from God. See, that's important. It's glorious power. Now, let's define it. It's the power to see things through to completion, even under pressure, even under attack, and even in spite of hindrances. That's long-suffering. It means having a long fuse rather than a short fuse, rather than immediately reacting to hurts, frustrations, irritation, rejection, things like that, you know, that happens to everybody. You know, you get attacked, you get hurt in the conversation, you get hurt by people. Long suffering, rather than just jumping into, you know, being hurt. I'm all hurt now. I'm all messed up now because they hurt me. They mistreated me. You know, no. Power to see things through to completion, even in spite of the attacks, and even in spite of pressure, even in spite of the hindrances. See, it is endurance. Long suffering is endurance. See, it is the God-given ability to hold back anger and rage until compassion and pity and understanding come instead. How many know that? You know, Jesus looked upon them and had compassion on them, for they were like a sheep without a shepherd. See, he had compassion. He could have just blew up in anger at them because they were so hard of hearing. You know, they just didn't want to hear the truth. So many of them, and they just came for the food that they saw him produce out of thin air, basically, out of the fishes and the 12 loaves or whatever they had, how many loaves they had and the fishes, and he multiplied them miraculously and in their sight, and a lot of them just came to get free food. But no, there's so much more to God than just coming to him to get stuff. Yeah, okay. So it allows us time to appreciate people for what they really are. Macrothumia is the word here for long suffering, long temper, to bear with is what it means. See? And most of us write people off when they don't conform to our likes and dislikes, or we don't like the way they are. We just write them off, and that's not right. Did Jesus write them all off like that? I mean, fellow Christian brothers and sisters, they just, if they're not like we think they ought to be, we're just going to write them off. And I realize there's some Christians that it's best not to hang around with because they're loaded with devils and they don't want any deliverance, and they, you know, they turn around and attack you, your pearls. I realize that. And it, sometimes it's, you just don't need to be around those kind of people. I'm not talking about that. But others that you just, they're just below me, or you don't have time for the Christian like that, or you don't have the patience for them to share with them. No, you know, those kind of people need you. They need you to love them and care for them. And see, we write them off when they don't conform to, you know, our way. But with long suffering, we can learn to value people for the true treasures that God has placed in them and on them, right? Long-suffering also is a fruit of the Spirit. It says in Galatians 5:22, it's one of the fruit of the Spirit, so it's a manifestation of the Spirit of God. So when you're long-suffering, you're manifesting the Holy Spirit, see? And it says you're not manifesting a demon, you're manifesting the Holy Spirit, see? When you're long-suffering with people or with circumstances and situations, you're manifesting Jesus. Jesus is manifesting through you. You're manifesting a fruit of the Spirit of God, see? Which is proof that you're a child of God, right? Because we shall know them by their fruit, right? The fruit of the Holy Spirit in manifestation, that's how we know that they're Christian. Also by the love, which love is one of the fruits of the Spirit too, right? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, faith. Yeah, these are the nine fruits of the Spirit. Hallelujah. So, this means it's a part of God's very own nature in manifestation through you. God is manifesting himself through you when you manifest long-suffering. Because the fruit of the Spirit is simply manifestations of God, of which love is the primary fruit, right? All fruit of the Spirit are manifestations, you know, of God's true character and personality. And is produced in us by the Holy Spirit as we learn to allow him to express himself through us. See, as we yield to him and let him express himself through us, see, he manifests himself and he manifests himself in ways that are not demonic. See, the love, the joy, the peace, these things are not what demons manifest. These are opposite of the devil and what he has to manifest when he manifests. Right? The wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God, the Bible says. So when you're manifesting your anger and demonic anger, the demons get in there. It's not working, the righteousness of God. Okay? So, and yet Jesus was, he said, be angry and sin not. So there is a righteous anger that does not sin. See? But that's a different story from what I'm talking about right here. Okay? So, it happens as we yield to the Holy Spirit. It is a work of his grace in us and to us. Not a work of our own, not a work of our flesh, not a work of religion. It's not, some legalistic religious spirit in manifestation. It's the Spirit of God himself in manifestation. And we're not automatically long-suffering by our own efforts, because there's no way. See? Not, especially not in this country. We're prone to have short fuses and to quit at the first sign of provocation or people crossing us. Or if it isn't our way, we're quickly prone to write whosoever they are off. You're quick to write them off, man. Right. And if they're not like us, or if they don't, meet up with our expectations, a lot of people quickly distance themselves from them. Thank God he is long-suffering with us, and he doesn't distance himself from us because, he looks at us and sees our mess that we're in. Without him, we're a real big mess, okay? Thank God he's long-suffering with us, amen? I'm sure glad he didn't write me off, even though I deserve to be wrote off, right? In the condition he found me in, I certainly deserve to be wrote off. Deserved to bust hell wide open, right? But I didn't get what I deserved. I got grace, see? Grace and truth. I got the blood, long-suffering. Hallelujah. Manifestation of the glory of God is what long-suffering is. It's a presentation of his mercy, how he prefers to put, he prefers to put up with us and love us rather than burn us all up, right? he's not going to burn us up. They might put us in the fire to burn some of the junk out of our lives, but that's a purifying fire. That's not hellfire. He's not going to put us in hellfire. He's not going to put us in damnation. Thank God. Which is what humankind deserved, but we're not getting what we deserve because of grace, because of he went to the cross and we took the one appropriate offering for sin, the one offering that there is for sin, the only one. Yeah. Romans 2:4, or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? God's long-suffering must come to us as a revelation knowledge to our spirits. And if we keep thinking the world's way, we'll never see it. We'll never see it, see? It's got to come by revelation, see? Oh, yeah, 1 Corinthians 13:11. Let's read another one here. It says here, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. It's time to put off some childish things. A lot of Christians are like little children. They act like little children, little babies. Yeah. It's time to put those things off. That's right. Temper tantrums, short-tempered. Outburst of wrath. How many know that's not God? Those outbursts of wrath show that we have not allowed long-suffering to be developed by the Holy Spirit in us. See? To be in manifestation. We use anger and temper tantrums as children to get our way. Wham, wham, wham. We threw a fit. And I watch babies and little children throw fits in the stores all the time. And sometimes I watch the parents just give them their way. Sometimes I watch the parents just ignore them, So it's a very few times do they get disciplined and corrected when they throw their temper tantrum that I've seen. But still, they see that it's working, so they keep doing it. And when things don't get your way, you throw your tantrum. Even adults do that, right? We still revert to childish behavior, even as adults. And by the time we're adults, we sure, picked up some devils by our repeated opening doors that way. Yeah. Think about that. See, the fact is, most often our first reaction to something not our way are impulsive and usually do more harm than they do good. We don't have to react the moment someone provokes us. Did you know that? You could just be still and know that he's God and get your focus on him instead of getting all provoked After all, the devil uses people to get to you. How many know that? We got certain people where you work. If you're working, probably that will provoke you, that will get to you. See? Or maybe it's just one person like that. But nevertheless, there usually is someone around that the devil will use to get to you. And instead of just reacting to that, just act and get in the presence of God. Step over into the spirit realm and be still and know that he's God, and draw on him for that long suffering, draw on him for that tender mercy, that grace needed in that situation, see? Amen. Amen. It's easy to just react. It's easy to let them get you going, get you upset. Right. First reactions, impulsive, and they're dangerous sometimes, okay? But we have the freedom to decide for peace, not violence. The power to decide this is long-suffering. I'm going to allow long-suffering. Of course he does, yes. Works through people to attack us all the time. We got to be on guard about that. Recognize the source, saints, and bind the source. Source is demons. The source is devils, right? See, when we don't allow long-suffering in our lives, what happens? We allow murmuring. That's right. This is the process of inner grumbling by which we store up wrong attitudes and bitter memories. And this also may open many doors to demons as well. See, we can use our memories to store up remembrances of God's goodness and what the Lord has done and his mercies, or we can use our memories to think about all the things we've suffered, how we've been done wrong, and all the bad blows life has, you know, served us. And usually that's what people bring up, right? They bring up all the bad things that have happened to them, unless they're trying to impress somebody or something. They talk about, well, I remember this happened to me, and then rejection starts manifesting, and hurt starts manifesting, and poor me starts manifesting, and self-pity, and all kinds of things start manifesting. You start thinking of those things that have been done to you and how you've been done wrong. And yeah, when we remember God, though, and his grace and mercy towards us, we will greet each day with fresh anticipation and excitement about what will the Lord do in us in this day that the Lord has made, right? Yeah, and step over into the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. Each of us needs an Ebenezer stone. You know about the Ebenezer stone? Look over at 1 Samuel 7:12. We've read it. 1 Samuel 7:12. Here we go. And we'll read it right now. Then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shin and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, "Hitherto has the Lord helped us." See, you need your Ebenezer stone. Hey, the Lord has helped me. I will rejoice and be glad. We should be saying, look at what the Lord has done. Look at what the Lord is doing in me. You know, I mean, really, not as many, you know, do in some places that I've pastored. You know, I've noticed they tout their own, you know, their own horn as to how great their ministry is, how great they are in God, and exalting self instead of God. See, that's how many people do it. But that's not right. No, we're saying, look what the Lord has done. The Hebrew word for murmuring comes from a verb which means to stop overnight or stay permanently, to continue dwelling on negative thoughts, to hold a grudge. You ever notice people who hold grudges murmur a lot? You ever hung out with some people like that? Yeah. Wow. So some of us allow these negative, wrong attitudes, you know, to move in. These spirits, they move in and they stay permanently, not just overnight, but they stay permanently, like the word means in Hebrew. Murmuring is the fruit of a stubborn persistence in wrong attitudes. It's a refusal to become corrected by truth. These negative thoughts become chronic when we fail to deal with them immediately, and that's how many times do we not deal with them, and we let them have their run their course, see? in our lives, and they don't bring a good thing to pass in our lives. They bring a negative thing to pass, and they make us negative. See, if we yield to them, temporary insults and irritations and hurts, et cetera, can either, you know, become overcome through long suffering or nurtured into bitterness and wrong attitudes and hardness of heart if we let them remain. And demons will come in as well, right? We know that to be the fact. If we know about deliverance, we understand a little bit about how these things work, see? And the choice is ours. We can either let these thoughts lodge, or we can boot them out before they become demon strongholds, demonic strongholds. That's right. I remember this pastor that came to one of our conferences. I keep thinking of this poor guy. I pray for him. I think of because his... Oh, he wanted to sit down and talk about how bad they've been hurt. They've been hurt so bad. They've been wounded so bad. And that's, you know, all they can pretty much focus on. But, hey, you know, wait a minute. You know, that comes with the territory. If you become a pastor or a minister, you're going to be hurt. And so if you can't, you know, go through that and come out on the other side of it, then you don't need to be in the ministry. You don't need to be a pastor, right? Because you're going to get hurt in the ministry. That's just part of life in the ministry. You deal with people, you get hurt. You get wounded, okay? You get attacked. And so this poor couple, and I felt so sorry for them, but nevertheless, they got to get past it. They got to forgive, and they got to move on. Yeah, because it's tough. I know people get hurt, and then not just in the ministry. You get hurt out of the ministry. Christians that are not pastors get hurt. And we got to get past those hurts. We got to get past those pains, painful things, those insults, those things that have come against our lives. But the choice is ours. Like I said, we can boot them out, or we can let them come on in and become demonic strongholds in our lives. And that's what brought that to my mind. It was, you know, that he was letting a demonic stronghold be formed in his life, and his wife, her life, she was allowing it through, and the children were being exposed to that because they were sitting right there at the table while their parents were talking about that. That's not good that they be exposed to that. So-and-so doesn't like you. God is disappointed in you. So-and-so rubbed you the wrong way. You know, on and on the list will go, you know. Will we release hurt and anger directly to God, or will we, you know, play with it, release it into our lives or against others who are not really the cause of our frustration? What are we going to do with these things when they come in, you know, and attack us and try to get into us and build a house there and even a stronghold there? What are we going to do with it? We're going to entertain it. We're going to let it build a place. We're going to immediately recognize the source and get rid of it, get it out of there. We go to Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4, 26 and 27. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Remember that verse, right? Those two verses. So what we do with anger and hurt determines whether we will murmur or not. Look at murmuring. Exodus 16, 8. Exodus 16, 8. We'll see it here in... What's really going on when you murmur? This is what says here in the Bible about it. And Moses said, this shall be when the Lord shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, and in the morning bread to the full, for that the Lord heareth your murmurings, which ye murmur against him. And what are we? Your murmurings are not against us, but against the Lord. So what are people doing when they're murmuring? They're murmuring against God. That's what it says there in Exodus. All murmuring is really against God. Wrong thoughts will breed wrong talk. We will speak wrongly when we allow wrong things to accumulate inside of our minds. See, if we keep allowing them to accumulate, accumulation is dangerous. We have to let them go quickly. If you allow them to accumulate, they can become a problem in the near future or distant future. They will become a problem at some point in your life. If not right away, they will become at some point. Israel had wrong thoughts, and it came out with complaints and murmurings. And we attack God's leaders and make hasty comments about them. We attack God's children. But we're really attacking God. Yeah, leaders may have hurt you. Other Christians may have hurt you and done you wrong. But instead of destroying our ranks, our own ranks, we should put these, you know, on our prayer list and allow long suffering to work. We should cast, bind the demons in them. And so doing, we can understand, you know, maybe why they said what they said or they acted the way they did instead of just, you know, trying to, you know, be miserable over what they did, you know, and taking offense and living in offense. I mean, no, the enemy hurts us, and then he manages to keep you hurt, and then demon strongholds are built from what he, Satan, you know, what he had people do to us in the first place. Who do you think had them do it to you? You think they just did it for no reason? You know, they were tempted by the enemy. They gave place to the enemy, and they just spoke what the enemy spoke into their mind, or they did what the enemy put into their mind to do, and they yielded, and they didn't know it was the devil in a lot of cases. Sometimes they do. There's some really cruel Christians out there that do cruel things to one another. I realize that. And they just really do need some deliverance, right? They need to get free and to turn from that. But still, too many have under the surface devils who have been allowed to build into a person's life because of various woundings. How many know when the enemy wounds you? I mean, when the enemy uses someone to wound you, you have, for a moment, you could have an open door for the enemy to move in there and really build, you know, something there in a person's life. Okay? Yeah. We recognize that. And be prepared if these things happen. And we do get wounded. We do get attacked by the enemy through people. And we need to resist that when that happens and not and cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. And be long-suffering in that situation. Be still. Listen. Hear what God says in this. Some are in great bondage today and don't know why. Well, it's all because of things that happen. You know, and open doors during their childhood years. How many know that children are prime targets of the enemy? Children are prime targets of the enemy. Look at who he's after today to get, you know, this craziness that's in our society today of trying to, you know, get children to identify as something they're not, you know, and all this stuff that's going on today, this craziness out there in society. So the children are being targeted. They have little defense against the enemy unless they have godly parents protecting them and praying over them and doing warfare for them, which really most of us didn't have that. And some adults have never gotten over their childhood wounds, never gotten past the doors that were opened in their life when they were a child. Maybe they still have a victim mentality too because of what happened to them. And now they're a victim, and it's everybody else's fault because of what was done to them. And as they were growing up, they feel like, you know, they picked up that victim spirit, and now it's everybody else's fault, and they're never going to get healed that way. They're never going to get delivered as long as it's everybody else's fault, as long as they don't face, hey, this is what happened to me, and I need to get it out of me. I need to deal with it in me. Instead of blaming everybody else, some people, children, blame their parents when they grow up. They say it's all their parents' fault, and so they're a victim of their parents and being mistreated by their parents. Yeah, and some people never get past that. They spend their whole life like that, just a victim because of the way they were treated by a cruel parent or an abusive parent or a parent that put too many expectations on them and a perfectionist parent or whatever. You know, different things that parents have done that's not been the best thing. But parents, you know, do they really know what they're doing? I mean, I didn't really know how to be a parent when I first started being a parent. Did you? I mean, it was kind of learned as you go. A lot of it, sure, we read books and talk to other people, but, you know, you've never done that before. You know, just like as you get older, you've never been older before. You don't know how to deal with that, you know. People don't know how to deal with getting older. They don't know how to deal with, you know, raising children. And they do what they can to learn, some of them, but some of them don't learn anything. I mean, they just go into it handicapped. And therefore, the children are wounded, and the children pick up the spirits from the parents too. And anyway, yeah, we could go on that one for a while, but let's move on here, because so we're talking about adults who never who never gotten over childhood wounds like rejection. I don't know, rejection can be a deep wounding, and spirits come in and rejection spirits and hurts and abandonment spirits and words that were spoken over them still bite them to this day. They think about what was said over them, like a teacher may have said something over them, that you're a slow learner, you're kind of slow, you're never going to excel, so-and-so over here. They compared you with your brother or sister or somebody else at school or something. I mean, this is just damaging. These words that devils have people speak, they don't realize what they're saying and what they're doing to these children that have no defense up against these sort of things. And they think about it over and over and over. It becomes a wound, and a spirit comes in and continue to keep that child in bondage their whole life sometimes if they don't ever get deliverance. Or the parents got divorced, and that's a wound to them, and they blame themselves for the divorce, or they watch their parents fighting all the time, the children had to watch their parents arguing all the time or fighting. These are things that the enemy uses, see? So let us get, these things cleaned out and quit blaming others and become long-suffering by the grace of God, by the Spirit of God, working in us. And we need to allow him to come forth and manifest the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. Just come on up out of my spirit and manifest long-suffering, manifest love, manifest, all the fruits of the Spirit, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, faith, temperance. I mean, all of these can be a manifestation in your life, but you've got to let them manifest. You've got to let the fruit grow. Let the fruit come forth. See? A lot of people quench the fruit from manifesting because of the demons in them and because of their attitude and because of the way they think, because they want to be in control more than the Holy Spirit is in control in their lives, because of spirits there that are blocking the fruits of the Spirit. They camp around your spirit to block the spiritual gift, spiritual fruits from being in full manifestation. Can you think of some of the wrong attitudes you have that came from not allowing long-suffering fruit to be in manifestation in your life? Have you been a grumbler? Maybe you have been a grumbler. Maybe you need to confess, I've been a grumbler. Lord, forgive me. Wash it in your blood. Yeah. Maybe you've been a murmurer. Yeah. And you say, okay, God, I want a revelation of long-suffering, and I choose to allow long-suffering to be, worked into my life by the Holy Spirit. See? Let that take place. Oh, my, I'm about out of time here. We got to close this, bring this in for landing right now. Coming in on final here. We need to become more, tolerant of our brothers and sisters in the Lord and their ideas, their thoughts, as long as they don't contradict the Word of God. I'm not talking about some of these compromising believers today that think that abortion is just okay and transgenderism is okay. And I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about compromising. I'm talking about that they may not be on the same page as you. They may need to learn some more. They may have been taught wrong, and yet you're just going to write them off. And sometimes you have to. I understand that, because they're unteachable and they won't listen to anything you try to help them with. And even if you're trying to love them, they just not, some people, they just got these walls up. But there are others, though, that you can. And so we need to endure and be long-suffering when things don't always go our way. Amen. And we need to get rid of those spirits that are in the way of the Holy Spirit being in manifestation in our lives today. Amen. I mean, it's important that we allow the fruits of the Spirit to come forth just say, come forth, Holy Spirit, in my life. Come forth, Holy Spirit, in my life with your fruit and manifest them through me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. I remember a demon-controlled person came up to me in front of the church, right, and in the parking lot, right, one time, and just began verbally attacking. You know, I'd never met this man in my life. He was demonized, and he said, "You need to be put in jail." You know, what kind of church is this anyway? And I said, I bind you in Jesus' name. And he started saying, no, 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 no. And I kept doing it. He kept saying, no, no, no. And then he just took off. Oh, hallelujah. You know, sometimes you just have to confront the spirit, see. And, you know, I could have had, you know, compassion on him, but I was dealing with an evil spirit there, and he was just under the control of evil spirits. And as much as I wanted to help the guy, I couldn't, because you know he just didn't want it. Remember, they said no, 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 and off he runs. And I've had people, you know, run out of the church when they come for a deliverance appointment before, because the demon didn't want them to get delivered. You know, they're coming in for an appointment for deliverance, and they just took off before I had several do that, because their demons just would not let them come in and get deliverance. And yeah, had that happen a number of times over the years. Yeah. Anyhow, praise the Lord. We need to walk in the love of God, don't we? And we need to walk in long suffering, gentleness, meekness, faith. And see, it's just not us though. It's the Holy Spirit manifesting through us. Because without him, what does the Bible say? Yeah, without him we can do nothing. Without him we could do nothing. Right? That's right. And we got to remember that. Without him, we don't have that long-suffering. Without him, we don't have that love. We don't have that compassion for people. Without him, we will manifest a nature that is not godly. And so I tell you, we need to become more dependent than ever on Jesus, don't you think? I really believe that. More than ever, we need to totally depend on him and his fruit to be in manifestation in our lives. Okay? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. And you never know who you're going to run into out there. I'll just close with this. You know, there are reptilian demons in manifesting as people. That's right. They can take on different forms. My wife, one time, they manifest one of them to her. She talked to one in a story. It appeared as a very tall man and was very light complected, And he started talking to my wife and Linda and asking her questions. And Linda immediately discerned something's not right here. You know, she discerned this, something very demonic. And, you know, Linda, its head kind of cocked to the side like a robot as it was talking to her, you know. And Linda looked down at the product and then looked back up after a brief conversation, and she was getting ready to bind it to its face, and it was suddenly gone. And she went all over this small store, and it was where they were in the store. It was way in the back of the store, and there were no doors out there for it to go out, no public doors. So she couldn't figure out where it went. It simply disappeared. And so she asked the people in the store. They saw this tall man, light-headed, you know, blondish type head, white type head or whatever. Nobody saw him. Nobody saw him. And then when she was back talking to him, there were no people around. So anyway, you got to realize these entities can take on human form, and you don't know if you what you're dealing with sometimes. And when she was ready to rebuke it and to speak to it, because she just said enough of this, you know, communicating with this thing, it disappeared. It was gone. It says she looked down for the moment and then looked up and it was gone. Hallelujah. All right, let's do some deliverance. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for his word tonight, Lord. Prepare us for some time of deliverance as we go into a time of casting out spirits. And we just thank you that we can do that. And we have the authority to do that. You gave us the authority to cast out devils. And, Lord, we just cover this time with the blood of Jesus. And thank you for setting people free now as we cast out these spirits in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we'll be right back. Short song.
Something great has happened to me. Darkness has ceased. The storm has passed and at last I have peace. I simply called out.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, let's command these spirits to get moving here today as we enter our time of deliverance this evening. Praise the Lord. Let's go after those devils today. They will not prevail against us in Jesus' name. Childhood wound, we come against that. Childhood abandonment, we'll start there. Childhood abandonment, go, 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 go. I come out of there, I bind you all the way out. Come out, that childhood abandonment. We're talking to you, devil. Now come out in Jesus' name. All the way out, up and out of there. Loose them and loose them and let them go. Childhood abandonment. Go, 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 go. Come out. Come out all the way up out of there. Go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Childhood abandonment. Childhood mistreatment. Come out. Come out. Childhood abuse. Come out. 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 The blood of Jesus against you, come out, 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 come out. all the way out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, keep coming out, childhood abuse, childhood mistreatment, come out, come out, childhood verbal abuse, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come up out of there, loose them, and loose them, and let them go, all the way up out of there, we're talking to you, thank you, Jesus, we're talking to those demons, devils, we're talking to you, devils, come out, in the name of Jesus, you got to go, all the way out, 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 out of there, all the way out of there, loose them and let them go, in the name of Jesus, all the way out, all the way out, keep going, going, come on, all the way out. Childhood hurts, come out, come out, come out. Bullying, being picked on when you were a child, any spirits from being picked on, come out, 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 all the way out, go, go. Told you had big ears or big nose or big lips or something. I mean, some words that were spoken, we break that curse over you and command those spirits to go right now. Come out, come out, come out. Come out of there, up and out in Jesus' name, all the way out, go, 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 those mocking spirits that mock you, come out of there, all the way out, and cause pain, cause the hurt, come out, all that hurt, all that pain, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, might have even been a traumatic event, come out of there, all the way out, all the way out. All the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. Come up out of there. Keep going. Up out of there. Go, go. Move, move, move. Up and out, up and out, up and out of there. Go. The blood of Jesus. Go right now. All that divorce spirit that may have come on you from your parents getting a divorce when you were young, come out. Any divorce spirit, you come out right now. Come out, come out, come out. Or generational divorce spirits, go. In the name of Jesus, we break the curse of divorce. Come out of there right now. Go, go, go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All the way out, all the way out, come out, come out, come out, come out, spirit of divorce, go, in the name of Jesus, go, 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 all the way out, spirit of rage and anger, come out, come out, spirit of rage and anger, come out, come out, come out, anger at parents, come out. Come out, anger at your parents because of the way they treated you, any unresolved anger, any hidden, buried anger. Sometimes people bury anger toward their parents, and they don't even know it's there. But it's there, and it's waiting to work against them. Come out of there, all the way out, all that anger, go. All that anger, come out in Jesus' name, go, go, go. All that rejection, rejection by parents, rejection by father, rejection by other people, aunts, uncles, people that you went to school with, they rejected you, made fun of you. You come out of there. Go, come up out of there. Go, go, go. All those spirits that came in through that, come out, 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 come out. Come out, all that spirit of letdown that you got let down, come out. The spirit of letdown that came in and to keep letting you down in life over and over, come out. Come out, they're always having a letdown. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. We break the curse of letdown. Come out in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go all the way out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come all the way out, all the way out. Spirits of confusion, come out. In the name of Jesus, right now, spirit of confusion, come out. Spirit of confusion, spirit of negative expectation, expecting the worst to happen to you all the time. It's expecting bad things to happen and negative expectation. We break that curse. Come out of there. Come out of there. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out of there. All that spirit of impending doom, always feeling like something bad is about to happen, impending doom, come out. Come out, and certainly there's going to be some doom on this country but if they don't repent. But yeah, some people have that impending doom tormenting them. Come out, all the way out. Go, 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 go. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out. I mean, you know, if Sodom and Gomorrah didn't get away with what they were doing, then Yeah, keep coming out of there. Go, 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 go. Keep coming out of there, all the way out. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Impending doom, come out, come out. Come out of there, all the way out, all the way out. The blood of Jesus, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All the way out, come on, all the way up out of there. Go in Jesus' name. We break mother control and father control over some people that have been controlled by parents. Come out in Jesus' name. When you're grown adults, we break father and mother control over you. Come out, those spirits, parents still trying to control them. Come out, all the way out. Go, 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 go. All the way up out of there. Go. Mother control, father control. Come out in Jesus' name. We break it, break it, break it in Jesus' name. Go. Go, go, all the way out. Come out. We break the power of that. Come out. We cut it, sever it. Come out. All the way out. In Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Come out of there. Up and out. Up and out. Legalism, you come out. Spirit of legalism, come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Legalism. Religious performance, come out. Come on, all the way out. Come out in Jesus' name. All that legalism, come out in the name of Jesus. All that legalism, spirit, go, 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 go. All the way out. All that legalism, all that religious performance, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. The blood of Jesus against you, spirits, you got to go. You got to go out, out, out of there, all the way out, all the way out. Spirit of dread, you come out, dread, dreading things, dreading what's happening, what's going to happen to you or what's going to happen, might happen. It's not necessarily going to happen, but that spirit of dread, come out, spirit of dread, dreading the future, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, all the way out, all the way out. The blood of Jesus against you, demons. Yeah, be weakened by the blood. Come out of there. Come out of there. Go, 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 go. Come out. Come out. The blood of Jesus. Go, go, go. All the way out. Command a spirit of disfavor to go right now. Spirit of disfavor. Yeah, well, you don't seem to have the favor of God. You got a spirit of disfavor. Come out. All the way out. All that disfavor. Come out. 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 Spirit of disfavor. You have to go all the way out. Disfavor. Come out. We break the curse of disfavor, and we pray favor over your life, the favor of God on your life. All that disfavor, you come out of there in Jesus' name, and let the blessing of the Lord be there instead of the disfavor. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Out, 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 out. All the way out, up and out of there. Go in the name of Jesus right now. Loose them, let them go. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Go, go, go. Spirit of hopelessness, you come out. Hopelessness, come out. Spirit of hopelessness, loose them and let them go all the way. I bind you, I bind you. You loose them and let them go. Come out of there, move, move, move. Up and out of there, go, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, go. Go. Come out. Come out. Go. All the way out. All the way out. Go, in Jesus' name. Go. 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 Come out. 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 Come out of there. Emotional pain, emotional trauma, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Emotional pain, emotional trauma, go, 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 go. All the way out, all the way out, go in Jesus' name. Go, 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 keep going, keep going. Emotional pain, all the way out, all the way out. Husband abuse, wife abuse, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. I know somebody whose mother abused this man so badly that he was crippled to the day. I mean, till he started getting deliverance from it. It's so tragic that the mother abused him so bad. The father wasn't the problem. It was the mother mistreating him so badly. We just command that abuse by parent or husband or wife to go all the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out. All that abuse by husband, abused by wife, abused by mother or father, come out. Come out of there. Go, 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 go. All the way out, all the way out. Any hatred for people, you come out of there. Spirit of hate, spirit of hatred. Well, they done me wrong. All that hatred, yeah, well, you're going to hate them? Come out of there. Go, 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 go. You don't have to have anything to do with them, but to let that spirit of hate in is a problem. Come out. All that hatred, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come on. All the way up out of there. Go, go. All the spirit of hate, spirit of hate, I bind you. Come out of there. Loose them and let them go. All the way out. Spirit of hate, come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, come out, come out, 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 out. All the way out. Spirit of hatred, come out. Come on out. Come on out, up out of there. In Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Come on. All the way out. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Gotta go. All the way out. I was talking to somebody this week, and, oh, we went on a mission trip and ministered on the reservation, and, oh, I like those powwows. We went to a powwow. But you realize what you're doing? Going in there, you're picking up spirits. And powwows are conjuring up spirits, and so I wouldn't recommend going to powwows and other certain events that they do. You come out of there, any Indian witchcraft that had been picked up, you come out of there right now. Go, go, going to powwows, go, all the way out, go, go, or going to the medicine man, or having the eagle spirit in your house. You come out of there, go, 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 all the way up out of there, all the way out, go, in the name of Jesus. We break those Indian witchcraft spirits. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of there, all the way out, all the way out. A number of, you know, Native American people do get born again, but a lot of them still cling to the old witchcraft ways and the things that bring up spirits. And you got to renounce all that. When you become a Christian, I mean, look, they burn those books worth thousands of dollars, right? They're occult arts. Well, you got to burn the road behind you. You got to burn those bridges behind you, the occult stuff that you're involved in. When you become a Christian, it doesn't matter what race you were and what things they were involved in. Those got to be burned behind you. That occult stuff, that brings demons up and causes you issues in your life. Yeah, come out of there. All the way out. Go, 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 go. All the way up out of there. All Indian witchcraft, powwow spirits, medicine man spirits. Go, 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 go. All the way up out of there, going into the tent with the heat, you know, and the different things that were going on in there. Come out of there. Go, 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 go. Forgot the name for that. Come out of there. Go. Sweat lodge. That's right. Sweat lodge. Come out of there. Any sweat lodge spirits, come out. 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 All the way out. Go, go. All witchcraft. Come out. Come out. Come out. All witchcraft. Go. Go, 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 go. All the way. Go. Every bit of that. All the way out. Ouija board. Come out. Come out. Played with the Ouija board. Go. All the way out. Go, 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 go. All the way. Keep coming out of there. Loose them and loose them and let them go. Keep coming out of there. Go, go. Ouija board. Come out. 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 All the way out. Go, 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 go. Go. Tarot cards. Come out. New Age spirits. Go. All the way out. Ever dabble with any of that? Astrology, horoscopes. Go, 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 go. If you ever were involved in that, go. You got to go. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Loose them and let them go. Go. Vampire spirits. Go. All the way up out of there. You're watching those certain vampire shows, come out of there. Go all the way out. Go, 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 go. Keep going. Blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Go. Go all the way out. All the way up out of there. Go. False personalities. Go. Right now, those false personalities, taking on a false personality to be important or, yeah, even another. I know people have taken on different personality because they want to feel important. They want to feel like they, I know people have made up their testimony. Yeah, false testimony. Yeah, so that they could, you know, feel like they had a big testimony because all these different people had these testimonies, how they came to Christ out of drugs or alcohol, out of the occult or out of this. Well, I know people have made up their testimony so they could sound like they had a big testimony. Come out of there, all the way out. Go, go, those false personalities. Well, that creates a false personality. That creates another, that opens the door for another entity to be in there, someone that you were not. Come out of there, all the way out, all that lying, deceiving spirit, go, 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 come out, 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 come out of there, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out, Jesus' name, skepticism, come out of there, go, skeptical spirit, come out, 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 come out. Come out in Jesus' name. The blood against these demons. The blood of Jesus against them. Gotta go, 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 go. Command any spirits of cold, having viruses, come out of there. Go, virus spirits, temptations to be sick. Come out of there. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name, viruses. Go all the way out. Go, the virus spirits. Go, go, bacterial infections, viral spirits. Go, come on. All those symptoms got to go in the name of Jesus. Go all the way out. Sickness, disease, come out, come out, come out. Weak immune system, anemia, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. By the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. We were healed. Therefore, we are healed. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you that we walk in health all the days of our life, Father. Thank you that you bore our sicknesses and disease on the cross, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee, you said. So we just receive health in these bodies, Father. We receive a healthy body with a long life. You will satisfy us and show us your salvation. A long and healthy life, right? Because you are the one who keeps us healthy in this corrupt and dirty, filthy world that we live in, that with diseases all around the place. And now the illegals are bringing diseases into our country too, that broke out some disease at one of the migrant camp, illegal immigrant camp, not migrant, come out of, you know, broke out up there, you know, in the Chicago area, was it, that something broke out? Yeah. Anyway, Father, we thank you for this deliverance tonight and ask you to seal this deliverance to people. Thank you, Lord, for working in our lives mightily. Thank you for the word tonight, Father. Use it to bless, but encourage people and lead them in the right walk for them, Lord, in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we just cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus right now. In Jesus' name, everybody say amen. Thank you, Jesus. Good to have you here. The OasisCommunityChurch.com. And also, if you'd like to email me, the oasis1@localnet.com. Or if you'd like to support the ministry, P.O. Box 125, Casper, Wyoming, 82602. The Oasis Church or the Oasis Community Church. All right, God bless you guys. We love you. Appreciate you being here tonight. And we will see you back next Friday night. We'll be here. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. And we'll see what happens this week in this, this thing that's going to happen, the eclipse. And look out for the cicadas when they start coming out. Huh? There's going to be trillions of them coming up this year. So, all right. Well, good night, folks.
Looking through my teary eyes, I thought the world was crazy. I've been too many places, looking to count faces. Paradise, I had asked. his peers would find themselves standing at the line. Paradise begins with him on the
tonight. Yeah, so thank you all for listening, and I pray the Lord bless you. If you're working a job, he'll bless you and give you favor on your job. Yes, amen. You know, to work on a job is a blessing, but pray it'll be one that you like. You know, it's not fun to work a job that you really just don't like and don't care for. You're just doing it because you think you have to. And so, yeah, sometimes if you're in that situation, you pray, what would God have you to do? Is there something you'd rather do, something you'd rather work at and give your life to working at, where you can be a shining light and not be unhappy at your job, unhappy with your job? A lot of people, you know, very unhappy with their job. And I think that, you know, you should enjoy what you do and enjoy the work that God has given you to do in this life. Really, there's nothing wrong with that. And the Bible says, rejoice in the Lord always. That means while you're at work too, right? It doesn't just mean when you're at home or doing what you want to do. And really, your job should be something you want to do too. I mean, do you like it? Do you want to do that kind of work? Or is there something you'd rather do? Or if there's something you really, that God has put on your heart that you need to step out in faith and begin ahead in that direction. I don't know. You know, the Lord knows if he showed you anything. But may he lead you and guide you, is my prayer, that you'll be fulfilled in what you do in this life. Some of you might be retired. Some of you might not be working at all. I don't know. But the Lord bless you in your endeavors. As long as you do all to the glory of God, that's what counts. Amen? Amen. All right. Well, I'm going to sign off for the night here. The Lord be with you and encourage you and strengthen you spiritually, mentally, and physically. In Jesus' name, I pray. And we'll see you later. Good night. Love y'all.